The Language of Morals by R. M. Hare. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Language of Morals, written by R. M. Hare, is a philosophical work that examines the language of moral discourse. It is divided into two parts. The first part is devoted to the analysis of moral language, and the second part is devoted to the application of the analysis to moral problems. In the first part, Hare examines the structure of moral language and the implications of this structure for moral reasoning. He argues that moral language is not a matter of subjective opinion, but rather a matter of objective truth. He also argues that moral language is not a matter of logical deduction, but rather a matter of practical reasoning. In the second part, Hare applies his analysis to a variety of moral problems, including the problem of abortion, the problem of capital punishment, and the problem of war. He argues that moral reasoning must take into account the consequences of our actions, as well as our intentions. He also argues that moral reasoning must be based on a universal principle of respect for persons. In conclusion, Hare argues that moral reasoning is not a matter of subjective opinion, but rather a matter of objective truth. He also argues that moral reasoning must take into account the consequences of our actions, as well as our intentions, and must be based on a universal principle of respect for persons. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Utilitarianism. Utilitarianism is a moral theory that states that the right action is the one that produces the greatest amount of happiness for the greatest number of people. It is based on the idea that the moral worth of an action is determined by its utility in providing happiness or pleasure as summed among all people affected by it. Utilitarianism is a moral theory that states that the right action is the one that produces the greatest amount of happiness for the greatest number of people. It is based on the idea that the moral worth of an action is determined by its utility in providing happiness or pleasure as summed among all people affected by it. This means that the moral value of an action is determined by the amount of happiness it produces for the greatest number of people. Utilitarianism is a consequentialist theory, meaning that it focuses on the consequences of an action rather than the action itself. This means that the morality of an action is determined by the outcome of the action, rather than the action itself. Utilitarianism is a form of consequentialism, which means that it focuses on the consequences of an action rather than the action itself. This means that the morality of an action is determined by the outcome of the action, rather than the action itself. Utilitarianism is a form of teleological ethics, which means that it focuses on the end result of an action rather than the action itself. This means that the morality of an action is determined by the outcome of the action, rather than the action itself. Utilitarianism is a form of ethical egoism, which means that it focuses on the individual's own interests rather than the interests of others. This means that the morality of an action is determined by the outcome of the action for the individual, rather than the outcome for others. Utilitarianism is a form of rule utilitarianism, which means that it focuses on the general rules that should be followed rather than the individual actions. This means that the morality of an action is determined by the outcome of the action when it is applied to a general rule, rather than the outcome of the action when it is applied to a specific situation. Main idea number two. Moral language. Moral language is a language that is used to express moral judgments and to communicate moral values. It is a language that is used to express moral principles and to make moral decisions. Moral language is a language that is used to express moral judgments and to communicate moral values. It is a language that is used to express moral principles and to make moral decisions. It is a language that is used to express our beliefs about what is right and wrong, good and bad, and to express our values and commitments. It is a language that is used to express our moral judgments and to communicate our moral values to others. Moral language is a language that is used to express our moral beliefs and values in a way that is meaningful and understandable to others. It is a language that is used to express our moral principles and to make moral decisions. It is a language that is used to express our moral judgments and to communicate our moral values to others. It is a language that is used to express our moral beliefs and values in a way that is meaningful and understandable to others. Moral language is a language that is used to express our moral beliefs and values in a way that is consistent with our own moral principles and values. It is a language that is used to express our moral judgments and to communicate our moral values to others. It is a language that is used to express our moral beliefs and values in a way that is consistent with our own moral principles and values. It is a language that is used to express our moral judgments and to communicate our moral values to others in a way that is meaningful and understandable. Main idea number 3. Moral judgments. Moral judgments are judgments that are made about the rightness or wrongness of an action. They are based on the moral principles that are accepted by a particular society or culture. Moral judgments are an important part of our lives. They help us to make decisions about what is right and wrong, and to determine how we should act in any given situation. Moral judgments are based on the moral principles that are accepted by a particular society or culture. These principles are often based on religious beliefs, but they can also be based on philosophical or ethical theories. Moral judgments are not always easy to make. They require us to consider the consequences of our actions, and to weigh up the potential benefits and harms that may result. We must also consider the rights and interests of others, and how our actions may affect them. Making moral judgments can be a difficult and complex process, but it is an essential part of living a moral life. Moral judgments can also be used to evaluate the actions of others. We can use them to judge whether someone has acted in a morally acceptable way, or whether their actions were wrong. This can be a difficult process, as it requires us to consider the intentions and motivations of the person in question, as well as the consequences of their actions. Moral judgments are an important part of our lives, and they can help us to make decisions that are in line with our values and beliefs. They can also help us to evaluate the actions of others, and to determine whether they have acted in a morally acceptable way. Main idea number 4. Moral principles. Moral principles are the standards of behavior that are accepted by a particular society or culture. They are used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. Moral principles are the fundamental guidelines that govern our behavior and guide our decision-making. They are based on our values and beliefs about what is right and wrong, and they provide us with a framework for making ethical decisions. Moral principles are not absolute, but rather are shaped by the culture and society in which we live. Different societies and cultures have different moral principles, and these principles can change over time. Moral principles are often expressed in the form of moral codes, which are sets of rules or guidelines that are meant to guide our behavior. These codes can be found in religious texts, legal documents, and other sources. They provide us with a set of standards to follow when making decisions, and they can help us to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. Moral principles are important because they help us to make ethical decisions and to live in a way that is consistent with our values. They provide us with a framework for making decisions that are in line with our beliefs and that are beneficial to society as a whole. By following moral principles, we can ensure that our actions are in line with our values and that we are making decisions that are beneficial to ourselves and to others. Main idea number 5. Moral reasoning. Moral reasoning is the process of making moral judgments based on the moral principles that are accepted by a particular society or culture. It involves the use of logic and evidence to determine what is right and wrong. Moral reasoning is an important part of ethical decision-making. It involves the use of logical and evidence-based arguments to determine what is right and wrong. It is based on the moral principles that are accepted by a particular society or culture. Moral reasoning is not only about making decisions, but also about understanding why certain decisions are right or wrong. It involves understanding the implications of a decision and the consequences of it. Moral reasoning is a complex process that requires careful consideration of the facts and circumstances of a situation. It involves understanding the values and beliefs of the people involved, as well as the potential consequences of a decision. It also involves understanding the moral principles that are accepted by the society or culture in which the decision is being made. Moral reasoning is an important part of ethical decision-making because it helps to ensure that decisions are made in a way that is consistent with the values and beliefs of the people involved. Moral reasoning is an important part of ethical decision-making because it helps to ensure that decisions are made in a way that is consistent with the values and beliefs of the people involved. It also helps to ensure that decisions are made in a way that is consistent with the moral principles that are accepted by the society or culture in which the decision is being made. Moral reasoning is an important part of ethical decision-making because it helps to ensure that decisions are made in a way that is consistent with the values and beliefs of the people involved, as well as the potential consequences of a decision. Main idea number 6. Moral responsibility. Moral responsibility is the idea that individuals are responsible for their own actions and the consequences of those actions. It is based on the idea that individuals have the capacity to make moral decisions and to be held accountable for their actions. Moral responsibility is an important concept in ethical theory. It is the idea that individuals are responsible for their own actions and the consequences of those actions. This responsibility is based on the notion that individuals have the capacity to make moral decisions and to be held accountable for their actions. This capacity is often referred to as moral agency. Moral responsibility is closely related to the concept of free will. Free will is the idea that individuals have the ability to make choices and to be held accountable for those choices. This means that individuals are not simply the product of their environment or their genetic makeup, but rather that they have the capacity to make decisions and to be held accountable for those decisions. Moral responsibility is also closely related to the concept of moral accountability. This is the idea that individuals should be held accountable for their actions and the consequences of those actions. This means that individuals should be held responsible for their actions and should be held to a certain standard of behavior. This standard of behavior is often referred to as a moral code. Moral responsibility is an important concept in ethical theory and is closely related to the concepts of free will and moral accountability. It is the idea that individuals are responsible for their own actions and the consequences of those actions. This responsibility is based on the notion that individuals have the capacity to make moral decisions and to be held accountable for their actions. Main idea number 7. Moral obligation. Moral obligation is the idea that individuals have a duty to act in accordance with the moral principles that are accepted by a particular society or culture. It is based on the idea that individuals have a responsibility to act in a way that is consistent with the moral principles that are accepted by their society or culture. Moral obligation is an important concept in many societies and cultures. It is based on the idea that individuals have a responsibility to act in a way that is consistent with the moral principles that are accepted by their society or culture. This means that individuals should strive to act in a way that is consistent with the values and beliefs of their society or culture. For example, in many societies, it is considered morally wrong to lie, cheat, or steal. Therefore, individuals in these societies have a moral obligation to act in a way that is consistent with these values and beliefs. Moral obligation is also based on the idea that individuals should strive to do what is right and just. This means that individuals should strive to act in a way that is consistent with the principles of justice and fairness. For example, in many societies, it is considered morally wrong to discriminate against people based on their race, gender, or religion. Therefore, individuals in these societies have a moral obligation to act in a way that is consistent with these principles of justice and fairness. Moral obligation is an important concept that can help individuals to make decisions that are consistent with the values and beliefs of their society or culture. It is important to remember that moral obligation is not a set of rules that must be followed, but rather a set of principles that should be taken into consideration when making decisions. By understanding and respecting the moral principles of their society or culture, individuals can make decisions that are consistent with the values and beliefs of their society or culture. Main idea number 8. Moral values. Moral values are the beliefs and attitudes that are accepted by a particular society or culture. They are used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. Moral values are the fundamental principles that guide our behavior and shape our decisions. They are the standards by which we judge our own actions and the actions of others. They are the basis for our sense of right and wrong, and they provide us with a sense of purpose and direction. Moral values are not static, they evolve over time as society changes and new ideas emerge. Moral values are often rooted in religious beliefs, but they can also be based on philosophical or ethical principles. They can be expressed in laws, customs, and traditions, or in the form of personal beliefs and values. They can be used to guide our behavior in both public and private life. Moral values are important because they provide us with a sense of direction and purpose. They help us to make decisions and to act in a way that is consistent with our beliefs and values. They also help us to understand the consequences of our actions and to make choices that are in line with our values. Moral values are essential for a healthy and functioning society. They provide a framework for how people should interact with each other and how they should treat each other. They also provide a basis for resolving conflicts and disagreements. By understanding and respecting each other's moral values, we can create a more harmonious and peaceful society. Main idea number 9. Moral education. Moral education is the process of teaching individuals about the moral principles that are accepted by a particular society or culture. It involves teaching individuals about the moral values that are accepted by their society or culture and how to make moral decisions. Moral education is an important part of any society or culture. It is the process of teaching individuals about the moral principles that are accepted by a particular society or culture. It involves teaching individuals about the moral values that are accepted by their society or culture and how to make moral decisions. Moral education helps individuals to understand the consequences of their actions and to develop a sense of responsibility for their own behavior. It also helps individuals to develop a sense of respect for others and to understand the importance of treating others with respect and dignity. Moral education can take many forms, including formal instruction in schools, informal instruction in the home, and even informal instruction in the workplace. It can also involve teaching individuals about the moral values that are accepted by their society or culture through books, television, movies, and other media. Moral education can also involve teaching individuals about the moral values that are accepted by their society or culture through religious instruction. Moral education is an important part of any society or culture. It helps individuals to develop a sense of responsibility for their own behavior and to understand the consequences of their actions. It also helps individuals to develop a sense of respect for others and to understand the importance of treating others with respect and dignity. Moral education is an important part of any society or culture and should be taken seriously by all individuals. Main idea number 10. Moral development. Moral development is the process of developing an individual's moral values and beliefs. It involves learning about the moral principles that are accepted by a particular society or culture and how to make moral decisions. Moral development is a complex process that involves the acquisition of knowledge, the development of values, and the formation of attitudes and behaviors. It is a lifelong process that begins in childhood and continues throughout adulthood. It involves learning about the moral principles that are accepted by a particular society or culture and how to make moral decisions. It also involves understanding the consequences of one's actions and developing the ability to empathize with others. The process of moral development involves the acquisition of knowledge about moral principles, the development of values, and the formation of attitudes and behaviors. It is a process of learning about the moral principles that are accepted by a particular society or culture and how to make moral decisions. It also involves understanding the consequences of one's actions and developing the ability to empathize with others. Moral development is a lifelong process that begins in childhood and continues throughout adulthood. Moral development is an important part of becoming a responsible and productive member of society. It involves learning about the moral principles that are accepted by a particular society or culture and how to make moral decisions. It also involves understanding the consequences of one's actions and developing the ability to empathize with others. Moral development is a lifelong process that begins in childhood and continues throughout adulthood. It is a process of learning about the moral principles that are accepted by a particular society or culture and how to make moral decisions. Main idea number 11. Moral relativism. Moral relativism is the idea that there is no absolute right or wrong and that moral values are relative to the particular society or culture in which they are accepted. It is based on the idea that moral values are determined by the particular society or culture in which they are accepted. Moral relativism is the idea that there is no absolute right or wrong and that moral values are relative to the particular society or culture in which they are accepted. It is based on the idea that moral values are determined by the particular society or culture in which they are accepted. This means that what is considered morally right or wrong in one society or culture may not be considered morally right or wrong in another. For example, in some societies, it is considered morally acceptable to practice polygamy, while in others it is not. Moral relativism also suggests that moral values can change over time. As societies and cultures evolve, so too do their moral values. This means that what was once considered morally acceptable in one society or culture may no longer be considered morally acceptable in another. For example, in some societies, slavery was once considered morally acceptable, while in others it was not. Moral relativism is a controversial idea, as it implies that there is no universal standard of morality. This means that what is considered morally right or wrong in one society or culture may not be considered morally right or wrong in another. This can lead to disagreements between different societies and cultures, as each may have different moral values. Ultimately, moral relativism suggests that moral values are subjective and that there is no universal standard of morality. It is up to each individual society or culture to determine what is morally right or wrong. Main idea number 12. Moral objectivism. Moral objectivism is the idea that there is an absolute right or wrong and that moral values are not relative to the particular society or culture in which they are accepted. It is based on the idea that moral values are determined by universal principles that are accepted by all societies and cultures. Moral objectivism is the belief that there is an absolute right or wrong, and that moral values are not relative to the particular society or culture in which they are accepted. It is based on the idea that moral values are determined by universal principles that are accepted by all societies and cultures. This means that moral values are not determined by the particular beliefs or customs of any one society or culture, but rather by a set of universal principles that are accepted by all. This view of morality is often contrasted with moral relativism, which holds that moral values are relative to the particular society or culture in which they are accepted. Moral objectivism is often associated with the idea of natural law, which holds that moral values are determined by a set of universal principles that are inherent in the natural world. This view of morality is based on the idea that moral values are determined by a set of universal principles that are independent of any particular society or culture. This means that moral values are not determined by the particular beliefs or customs of any one society or culture, but rather by a set of universal principles that are accepted by all. Moral objectivism is often seen as a way of providing a universal basis for morality, as it allows for the possibility of a universal moral code that is applicable to all societies and cultures. This view of morality is often seen as a way of providing a basis for moral decision-making that is independent of any particular society or culture. This means that moral decisions can be made without having to consider the particular beliefs or customs of any one society or culture. Main idea number 13. Moral autonomy. Moral autonomy is the idea that individuals have the right to make their own moral decisions and to be held accountable for their actions. It is based on the idea that individuals have the capacity to make moral decisions and to be held accountable for their actions. Moral autonomy is the idea that individuals have the right to make their own moral decisions and to be held accountable for their actions. It is based on the idea that individuals have the capacity to make moral decisions and to be held accountable for their actions. This capacity is based on the notion that individuals have the ability to reason and to make informed decisions about what is right and wrong. This capacity is also based on the notion that individuals have the ability to recognize and respect the rights of others. Moral autonomy is an important concept in moral philosophy because it allows individuals to make decisions that are in line with their own moral values and beliefs. It also allows individuals to be held accountable for their actions. This accountability is important because it allows individuals to be held responsible for their actions and to be held accountable for their decisions. This accountability is also important because it allows individuals to learn from their mistakes and to make better decisions in the future. Moral autonomy is also important because it allows individuals to make decisions that are in line with their own moral values and beliefs. This allows individuals to make decisions that are in line with their own moral values and beliefs without having to conform to the values and beliefs of others. This allows individuals to make decisions that are in line with their own moral values and beliefs without having to compromise their own values and beliefs. Moral autonomy is an important concept in moral philosophy because it allows individuals to make decisions that are in line with their own moral values and beliefs. It also allows individuals to be held accountable for their actions. This accountability is important because it allows individuals to be held responsible for their actions and to be held accountable for their decisions. This accountability is also important because it allows individuals to learn from their mistakes and to make better decisions in the future. Main idea number 14. Moral pluralism. Moral pluralism is the idea that there is more than one way to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. It is based on the idea that different societies and cultures have different moral values and that these values can be used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. Moral pluralism is a concept that has been gaining traction in recent years, as more and more people recognize the importance of respecting different cultures and societies. It is based on the idea that different societies and cultures have different moral values, and that these values can be used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. This means that there is not one single moral code that applies to all people, but rather that each society and culture has its own set of values and beliefs that should be respected and taken into account when making decisions. Moral pluralism is an important concept to consider when making decisions, as it allows us to take into account the values and beliefs of different cultures and societies. This can help us to make decisions that are more informed and that take into account the perspectives of all involved. It also allows us to recognize that different cultures and societies may have different ways of looking at the same issue, and that these different perspectives should be respected and taken into account. Moral pluralism is an important concept to consider when making decisions, as it allows us to recognize and respect the values and beliefs of different cultures and societies. It also allows us to make decisions that are more informed and that take into account the perspectives of all involved. By recognizing and respecting the values and beliefs of different cultures and societies, we can make decisions that are more just and equitable. Main idea number 15. Moral intuitionism. Moral intuitionism is the idea that individuals have an innate sense of what is right and wrong. It is based on the idea that individuals have an innate sense of morality that can be used to make moral decisions. Moral intuitionism is the idea that individuals have an innate sense of what is right and wrong. It is based on the notion that moral judgments are not based on logical reasoning or empirical evidence, but rather on an individual's intuition. This intuition is thought to be a result of our innate moral sense, which is a part of our human nature. Moral intuitionism suggests that individuals have an innate capacity to recognize what is right and wrong, and that this capacity is independent of any external factors. Moral intuitionism is often contrasted with other ethical theories, such as utilitarianism and deontology. Utilitarianism is based on the idea that the right action is the one that produces the greatest amount of good for the greatest number of people. Deontology is based on the idea that certain actions are intrinsically right or wrong, regardless of the consequences. In contrast, moral intuitionism suggests that individuals have an innate sense of what is right and wrong, and that this sense is independent of any external factors. Moral intuitionism has been criticized for its lack of a clear and consistent set of principles. Critics argue that it is difficult to determine what is right and wrong based solely on intuition, and that it is impossible to determine the moral value of an action without considering its consequences. Despite these criticisms, moral intuitionism remains an important part of ethical theory, and is often used as a starting point for further ethical analysis. Main idea number 16. Moral naturalism. Moral naturalism is the idea that morality is based on natural laws and that moral values are determined by the natural world. It is based on the idea that moral values are determined by the laws of nature and that these laws can be used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. Moral naturalism is a philosophical position that holds that morality is based on natural laws and that moral values are determined by the natural world. It is based on the idea that moral values are determined by the laws of nature and that these laws can be used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. This view is in contrast to other moral theories, such as divine command theory, which holds that morality is determined by the will of God. Moral naturalism is based on the idea that moral values are determined by the laws of nature, and that these laws can be used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. This view is in contrast to other moral theories, such as divine command theory, which holds that morality is determined by the will of God. Moral naturalism is also in contrast to ethical relativism, which holds that morality is relative to the culture or society in which it is practiced. Moral naturalism is based on the idea that moral values are determined by the laws of nature, and that these laws can be used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. This view is in contrast to other moral theories, such as divine command theory, which holds that morality is determined by the will of God. Moral naturalism is also in contrast to ethical relativism, which holds that morality is relative to the culture or society in which it is practiced. Moral naturalism is a philosophical position that holds that morality is based on natural laws and that moral values are determined by the natural world. It is based on the idea that moral values are determined by the laws of nature and that these laws can be used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. This view is in contrast to other moral theories, such as divine command theory, which holds that morality is determined by the will of God. Moral naturalism is also in contrast to ethical relativism, which holds that morality is relative to the culture or society in which it is practiced. Moral naturalism is a philosophical position that holds that morality is based on natural laws and that moral values are determined by the natural world. It is based on the idea that moral values are determined by the laws of nature and that these laws can be used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. This view is in contrast to other moral theories, such as divine command theory, which holds that morality is determined by the will of God. Moral naturalism is also in contrast to ethical relativism, which holds that morality is relative to the culture or society in which it is practiced. Moral naturalism is a philosophical position that holds that morality is based on natural laws and that moral values are determined by the natural world. It is based on the idea that moral values are determined by the laws of nature and that these laws can be used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. This view is in contrast to other moral theories, such as divine command theory, which holds that morality is determined by the will of God. Moral naturalism is also in contrast to ethical relativism, which holds that morality is relative to the culture or society in which it is practiced. Moral naturalism is a philosophical position that holds that morality is based on natural laws and that moral values are determined by the natural world. It is based on the idea that moral values are determined by the laws of nature and that these laws can be used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. This view is in contrast to other moral theories, such as divine command theory, which holds that morality is determined by the will of God. Moral naturalism is also in contrast to ethical relativism, which holds that morality is relative to the culture or society in which it is practiced. Moral naturalism is a philosophical position that holds that morality is based on natural laws and that moral values are determined by the natural world. It is based on the idea that moral values are determined by the laws of nature and that these laws can be used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. This view is in contrast to other moral theories, such as divine command theory, which holds that morality is determined by the will of God. Moral naturalism is also in contrast to ethical relativism, which holds that morality is relative to the culture or society in which it is practiced. Moral naturalism is a philosophical position that holds that morality is based on natural laws and that moral values are determined by the natural world. It is based on the idea that moral values are determined by the laws of nature and that these laws can be used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. This view is in contrast to other moral theories, such as divine command theory, which holds that morality is determined by the will of God. Moral naturalism is also in contrast to ethical relativism, which holds that morality is relative to the culture or society in which it is practiced. Moral naturalism is a philosophical position that holds that morality is based on natural laws and that moral values are determined by the natural world. It is based on the idea that moral values are determined by the laws of nature and that these laws can be used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. This view is in contrast to other moral theories, such as divine command theory, which holds that morality is determined by the will of God. Moral naturalism is also in contrast to ethical relativism, which holds that morality is relative to the culture or society in which it is practiced. Moral naturalism is a philosophical position that holds that morality is based on natural laws and that moral values are determined by the natural world. It is based on the idea that moral values are determined by the laws of nature and that these laws can be used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. This view is in contrast to other moral theories, such as divine command theory, which holds that morality is determined by the will of God. Moral naturalism is also in contrast to ethical relativism, which holds that morality is relative to the culture or society in which it is practiced. Moral naturalism is a philosophical position that holds that morality is based on natural laws and that moral values are determined by the natural world. It is based on the idea that moral values are determined by the laws of nature and that these laws can be used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. This view is in contrast to other moral theories, such as divine command theory, which holds that morality is determined by the will of God. Moral naturalism is also in contrast to ethical relativism, which holds that morality is relative to the culture or society in which it is practiced. Moral naturalism is a philosophical position that holds that morality is based on natural laws and that moral values are determined by the natural world. It is based on the idea that moral values are determined by the laws of nature and that these laws can be used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. This view is in contrast to other moral theories, such as divine command theory, which holds that morality is determined by the will of God. Moral naturalism is also in contrast to ethical relativism, which holds that morality is relative to the culture or society in which it is practiced. Moral naturalism is a philosophical position that holds that morality is based on natural laws and that moral values are determined by the natural world. It is based on the idea that moral values are determined by the laws of nature and that these laws can be used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. This view is in contrast to other moral theories, such as divine command theory, which holds that morality is determined by the will of God. Moral naturalism is also in contrast to ethical relativism, which holds that morality is relative to the culture or society in which it is practiced. Moral naturalism is a philosophical position that holds that morality is based on natural laws and that moral values are determined by the natural world. It is based on the idea that moral values are determined by the laws of nature and that these laws can be used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. This view is in contrast to other moral theories, such as divine command theory, which holds that morality is determined by the will of God. Moral naturalism is also in contrast to ethical relativism, which holds that morality is relative to the culture or society in which it is practiced. Moral naturalism is a philosophical position that holds that morality is based on natural laws and that moral values are determined by the natural world. It is based on the idea that moral values are determined by the laws of nature and that these laws can be used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. This view is in contrast to other moral theories, such as divine command theory, which holds that morality is determined by the will of God. Moral naturalism is also in contrast to ethical relativism, which holds that morality is relative to the culture or society in which it is practiced. Moral naturalism is a philosophical position that holds that morality is based on natural laws and that moral values are determined by the natural world. It is based on the idea that moral values are determined by the laws of nature and that these laws can be used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. This view is in contrast to other moral theories, such as divine command theory, which holds that morality is determined by the will of God. Moral naturalism is also in contrast to ethical relativism, which holds that morality is relative to the culture or society in which it is practiced. Moral naturalism is a philosophical position that holds that morality is based on natural laws and that moral values are determined by the natural world. It is based on the idea that moral values are determined by the laws of nature and that these laws can be used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. This view is in contrast to other moral theories, such as divine command theory, which holds that morality is determined by the will of God. Moral naturalism is also in contrast to ethical relativism, which holds that morality is relative to the culture or society in which it is practiced. Moral naturalism is a philosophical position that holds that morality is based on natural laws and that moral values are determined by the natural world. It is based on the idea that moral values are determined by the laws of nature and that these laws can be used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. This view is in contrast to other moral theories, such as divine command theory, which holds that morality is determined by the will of God. Moral naturalism is also in contrast to ethical relativism, which holds that morality is relative to the culture or society in which it is practiced. Moral naturalism is a philosophical position that holds that morality is based on natural laws and that moral values are determined by the natural world. It is based on the idea that moral values are determined by the laws of nature and that these laws can be used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. This view is in contrast to other moral theories, such as divine command theory, which holds that morality is determined by the will of God. Moral naturalism is also in contrast to ethical relativism, which holds that morality is relative to the culture or society in which it is practiced. Moral naturalism is a philosophical position that holds that morality is based on natural laws and that moral values are determined by the natural world. It is based on the idea that moral values are determined by the laws of nature and that these laws can be used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. This view is in contrast to other moral theories, such as divine command theory, which holds that morality is determined by the will of God. Moral naturalism is also in contrast to ethical relativism, which holds that morality is relative to the culture or society in which it is practiced. Moral naturalism is a philosophical position that holds that morality is based on natural laws and that moral values are determined by the natural world. It is based on the idea that moral values are determined by the laws of nature and that these laws can be used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. This view is in contrast to other moral theories, such as divine command theory, which holds that morality is determined by the will of God. Moral naturalism is also in contrast to ethical relativism, which holds that morality is relative to the culture or society in which it is practiced. Moral naturalism is a philosophical position that holds that morality is based on natural laws and that moral values are determined by the natural world. It is based on the idea that moral values are determined by the laws of nature and that these laws can be used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. This view is in contrast to other moral theories, such as divine command theory, which holds that morality is determined by the will of God. Moral naturalism is also in contrast to ethical relativism, which holds that morality is relative to the culture or society in which it is practiced. Moral naturalism is a philosophical position that holds that morality is based on natural laws and that moral values are determined by the natural world. It is based on the idea that moral values are determined by the laws of nature and that these laws can be used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. This view is in contrast to other moral theories, such as divine command theory, which holds that morality is determined by the will of God. Moral naturalism is also in contrast to ethical relativism, which holds that morality is relative to the culture or society in which it is practiced. Main idea number 17. Moral skepticism. Moral skepticism is the idea that it is impossible to know what is right and wrong in a given situation. It is based on the idea that it is impossible to know with certainty what is right and wrong in a given situation. Moral skepticism is the idea that it is impossible to know what is right and wrong in a given situation. It is based on the idea that it is impossible to know with certainty what is right and wrong in a given situation. This means that any moral judgment we make is based on our own subjective opinion, rather than on any objective truth. This can lead to a sense of moral relativism, where different people have different opinions about what is right and wrong. It can also lead to a sense of moral nihilism, where there is no right or wrong, and all moral judgments are ultimately meaningless. Moral skepticism has been around for centuries, and has been discussed by many philosophers. It is often seen as a challenge to traditional moral theories, which assume that there is an objective truth about morality. However, moral skepticism does not necessarily mean that morality is meaningless. Instead, it suggests that we should be more open to different perspectives and more willing to consider different points of view. This can help us to make more informed and thoughtful moral decisions. Moral skepticism can also be seen as a way of questioning our own moral beliefs. By questioning our own beliefs, we can gain a better understanding of why we believe what we do, and how our beliefs might be influencing our decisions. This can help us to make more informed and thoughtful moral decisions, and to be more open to different perspectives. Main idea number 18. Moral absolutism. Moral absolutism is the idea that there is an absolute right or wrong and that moral values are not relative to the particular society or culture in which they are accepted. It is based on the idea that moral values are determined by universal principles that are accepted by all societies and cultures. Moral absolutism is a philosophical concept that suggests that certain moral values are absolute and universal, and that they are not relative to the particular society or culture in which they are accepted. This means that moral values are determined by universal principles that are accepted by all societies and cultures, regardless of their particular beliefs or customs. This concept is based on the idea that there is an absolute right or wrong, and that moral values are not subject to change or interpretation. It is also based on the belief that moral values are not dependent on the particular circumstances of a situation, but rather on the universal principles that are accepted by all societies and cultures. Moral absolutism is often contrasted with moral relativism, which suggests that moral values are relative to the particular society or culture in which they are accepted. Moral relativism suggests that moral values are determined by the particular beliefs and customs of a particular society or culture, and that they can change or be interpreted differently depending on the particular circumstances of a situation. Moral absolutism, on the other hand, suggests that moral values are absolute and universal, and that they are not subject to change or interpretation. Moral absolutism is an important concept in moral philosophy, as it provides a basis for understanding the nature of morality and how it applies to different societies and cultures. It is also an important concept in ethical decision-making, as it provides a framework for understanding how to make ethical decisions in different contexts. Ultimately, moral absolutism is an important concept in understanding the nature of morality and how it applies to different societies and cultures. Main idea number 19. Moral universalism. Moral universalism is the idea that all societies and cultures have the same moral values and that these values can be used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. It is based on the idea that moral values are determined by universal principles that are accepted by all societies and cultures. Moral universalism is the belief that all societies and cultures have the same moral values and that these values can be used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. It is based on the idea that moral values are determined by universal principles that are accepted by all societies and cultures. This means that the same moral values are applicable to all people, regardless of their cultural or social background. This is in contrast to moral relativism, which holds that moral values are relative to the culture or society in which they are found. Moral universalism is based on the idea that there are certain moral values that are shared by all societies and cultures. These values are seen as being universal and applicable to all people, regardless of their cultural or social background. Examples of these values include respect for human life, justice, and fairness. These values are seen as being fundamental to all societies and cultures, and they are seen as being the basis for determining what is right and wrong in any given situation. Moral universalism is an important concept in ethics, as it provides a framework for understanding how different societies and cultures can have different moral values, yet still share the same fundamental principles. It is also important in helping to create a sense of unity and understanding between different cultures and societies, as it allows for the recognition of shared values and principles. Main idea number 20. Moral realism. Moral realism is the idea that moral values are real and that they can be used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. It is based on the idea that moral values are determined by universal principles that are accepted by all societies and cultures and that these principles can be used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. Moral realism is the belief that moral values are real and that they can be used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. It is based on the idea that moral values are determined by universal principles that are accepted by all societies and cultures and that these principles can be used to determine what is right and wrong in a given situation. This means that moral values are not simply subjective opinions, but rather they are based on objective facts that can be used to make moral judgments. The concept of moral realism has been around for centuries, but it has been most recently popularized by the philosopher R.M. Hare in his book The Language of Morals. In this book, Hare argues that moral values are real and that they can be used to make moral judgments. He also argues that moral values are based on universal principles that are accepted by all societies and cultures. This means that moral values are not simply subjective opinions, but rather they are based on objective facts that can be used to make moral judgments. Moral realism is an important concept because it provides a way to make moral judgments that are based on objective facts rather than subjective opinions. This means that moral values can be used to make decisions that are based on universal principles rather than personal preferences. This is important because it allows us to make decisions that are based on what is right and wrong rather than what we personally think is right or wrong.